I'd like to go through a parasha we have not yet discussed, in parasha Shelach Lecha. In previous years, we talked a lot about. Yeah, leave open a little bit. We discussed quite a bit in the previous years about the concept of the Chet of the Meraglim, the inferiority complex that they suffered from. We talked about the idea of people getting tshuva, some inspiration after the fact. This year I'd like to talk about something that is very, very, very negea, on a daily basis, certainly to men. The parasha of tzitzis. Parasha of tzitzis. And the parasha of tzitzis is by no means another parasha. It's by no means another mitzvah. Rashi describes it already, brought up in the Gemara, that tzitzis is shokul konekul kol mitzvahs. The person the person became mitzvah tzitzis as if he kept all the mitzvahs. It's a very, very important mitzvah. If that's the case, I want to go through the parasha carefully and bring out some very important yesodos in Hashkofa, and how by just merely looking at the tzitzis we should be reminded of this shir again and again as a Hashem during the year. V'yoyimah Hashem al Moshe lemo daber al b'nei Yisrael. Now this is very unusual. When there's a tzivui, when there's a command, the command is always in Lashon of Dibur. V'daber Hashem Moshe lemo tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'daber. This parasha begins by Yoimer Hashem al Moshe lemoir Dabel b'nei Yisrael. Vayoimer, as you know, is a very gentle approach. Koisoyma le beis Yaakov, etagid le b'nei Yisrael. Yeah, koisoyma, the amira, is a very, very gentle form of instruction. So why is it Vayoimer Hashem al Moshe lemoir Dabel b'nei Yisrael? It should be Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe lemoir. Hashem spoke to Moshe in a form of command. If this is a chiv to follow through the mitzvah tzitzis, Vayoimer is out of place. But even a greater kasha can be asked as follows. In other words, maybe you want to answer that there is no real tzivui to have tzitzis. When it comes to mitzvah of lulav, there's a chiyuv for every person to have a lulav. There's a chiyuv in every human being to have a lulav. And therefore it's possible to say a tzivui on lulav, shake a lulav. You have to shake a lulav, there's a chiv, there's a tzivui to shake a lulav. Masha Einkein, when it comes to tzitzis, you cannot use a lashon of tzivui because it's not necessarily commanding any individual during his lifetime. In other words, let's say a person does not want to wear a tzitzit arba kanfas, it's not fashionable. Yeah, he doesn't want to. It could be a lifetime of a person who never actually is mechuyev in a mitzvah. A person is never mechuyev to wear tzitzis. And therefore, to use the lashon of tzivui as a command, I am telling you, you have to do this mitzvah, it's not true. Because a person doesn't necessarily have to do the mitzvah, he only has got to do the mitzvah if he has a beged of four corners. If it doesn't have a beged of four corners, it doesn't have the mitzvah. And therefore, the lashon tzivui is doesn't fit. But then, the obvious question is even stronger. Ho gufa kasha, that itself is difficult. Rav Moshe Feinstein asks a kasha which is so simple, but it's so powerful, and you know, we think to ourselves, why didn't I ask this question? If we do say, and we know, that a mitzvah tzitzis has so much effect to change our lives, re'isem oisem, look at them, uzachartem es kol mitzvah es Hashem, and remember all the mitzvahs. Shokum mitzvahs, knegatarag mitzvahs, the mitzvah tzitzis like all the mitzvahs. Why is it, listen to this kasha, why is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu did not make a chiyuv for everyone to have to wear tzitzis? Why is it that we do have the out, that if you don't want to wear tzitzis but arba kanfas, don't wear it? In other words, this is one of the very rare mitzvahs that it's a mitzvah on the chefza, not on the gavra. It's a mitzvah on the item itself and not on the person. A person is not mechuyev to wear the tzitzis, but a beggar that has four corners, you have to put tzitzis on them. And therefore, as we mentioned, a person goes through their whole life not being mechuyev in tzitzis. If tzitzis is that important, make a chiyev that a person's got to wear tzitzis. Like a person mechuyev to wear tefillin. So you can answer by Yoimeh to tell me that it's not a tzivui, but why isn't it a tzivui? Why isn't it a command? Why, if it's so important, is a person on machu to wear tzitzis every day? Why, if you have a beggar that has that, wear it?
Last week's one. It's not a fact.
Yeah. Yes, it is a continuation. I just don't know. So let's go slowly. Let's go step by step. Firstly, the pasuk says, "Ure'isem oisoi u'zachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem." For hoylechem, "Ure'isem oisoi pasuk lamates." Ure'isem, you'll see them. U'zachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You'll remember all the mitzvos Hashem. How do we, by looking at our tzitzis, remember all mitzvos Hashem practically? Look at my tzitzis. Right? How do I remember all mitzvahs Hashem? So I'll be Kabbalah, there are various different things of tarring mitzvahs with the eight springs and the knots. And okay, I'm not going into that now, it's a whole limud by itself. But how are we, without knowing this Al-Divri Kabbalah and making these calculations and the gematrias and everything, how do we look at tzitzis, and by looking at tzitzis, which we should be looking at, how is that going to affect us to remember all mitzvahs Hashem? What is it supposed to awaken in us that's supposed to change us? So the Balam Musa say, and it's based on the Be'er Maim Chaim brings it down, Sefer Chassidus brings it down, they say like this, that the Chovetz Chavos mentions that just like it's impossible to have in the same area fire and water, it's impossible to have in the same human being Avas Hashem and Avas Gashmius. A person cannot be pulled by the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that same person be pulled by the desire to build for himself a monopoly, to build an empire for money. The chasing after money is a direct conflict with chasing after Avodas Hashem. You can't have both. Chovetz Chavos brings it down in many, many places. Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo is a stira. You can't have both. What is tzitzis supposed to tell us? Tzitzis is a concept of a beggar of a Jew. A goy can't even make tzitzis for you. A goy can't even make tzitzis, even if he has all the kashrus and then he does it exactly with all the, he looks exactly identical to the pair, it will not help us. Tzitzis are possible. Why? The goyim believe, and they're right in their levels, that kedusha for them is separating from Gashmis. It's celibacy, not being married, living away. And all the various different religions, it's celibacy. I'm not talking about cult, I'm talking about religions. Big, big world religions. Abstention. It's not being married, living in a, you know, some ashram and with a begging bowl, shaving off the hair, which is the resemblance of Gashmias. It's all the concept of being completely Purish from Olam Hazeh, and that is how they connect with what they believe they call God. Right? And they're not wrong. By the way, a Goy can only bring a Korban Olah, which is totally consumed for Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Goy can never bring a Korban Shlomim. He doesn't have the understanding that you can use something Gashmias for the sake of Ruchnias. Yidden, on the contrary, on the Erev Yom HaKodesh, on Yom Erev Yom Kippur, when we're totally absorbed in connecting to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we eat, there's a mitzvah to eat. The next day, Yom Kippur, we don't eat because we don't want to be distracted. But that's not because eating is awesome. Adarabah, on the contrary, there's kabbonis that we eat. There's Yom Tov, Ein Simcha, the Bosa V'Yayin, the highest days of our life, the highest moments are expressed with wine, which is the ultimate of Gashmis. Marriage is not only encouraged, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's something that we hold as dovach godel, something which is kodesh ad ma'id. How is that? A yiddish that God understands that Gashmis is not there to blow him out of the water. Gashmis by itself, with no connection to Ruchnias, is treif, is poison. But when one uses what one has in this world for the sake of growing, for the sake of coming closer to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, on the contrary, the Gashmias helps us with our Ruchnias. A person could buy a nice lulav and esrog with more money he has. A person can have a chovas hadas on learning. If he has a bit more money, if he uses his money to be able to give him more understanding, you know, in concepts of relaxation, that he can be able to learn properly, other rabbi, fine. If a person is running after money instead of learning, of course that's going to take him nowhere. So learning, ruchnius, growth, Yerushalayim is all based on using gashmius in a way that ultimately can be flipped around for our purposes. There's nothing more gashmi than a beged. A beged is something that's, look at the fashion shops. The whole world, how much, I don't know how many, billions and billions of pounds a year are spent on clothing, on the garment industry. It must be tens of billions of pounds a year, of dollars. Who knows how much money is put into that? And there's people working yom and v'layla, day and night, designers and fashion editors, and you can't imagine what goes into this. What do? We don't say, forget about your clothing, just wear it, forget about it. No, we take a beged and we make it kodesh. We take a beged and we put tzitzis on it. And the tzitzis, we say, we have a beged over here, but yes, this beged, we can take a gashmis beged and make it ruchni. By the way, this beged, a four-cornered beged that does not have tzitzis, is worse than a normal beged. A beged without tzitzis is worse than a normal beged. In other words, the gashmi is the ultimate, the worst beged you can possibly use is a four-cornered beged, correct? If you wear a four-cornered beged without tzitzis, you're over. You're transgressing. If you have a three-cornered beged, there's nothing wrong. So we take the beged that ultimately is the most osser, and we put tzitzis on it, and now becomes the most kodesh. That is ruchnius. Ruchnius is taking our potential, taking our challenges, and using them for the sake of Rabbeinu Shlomo. And this is on four corners. Anywhere we go in life, at any direction we're going to turn, we always have this opportunity to take something and make a lemonade out of a lemon. To take gashmis and make it into ruchnius. To use our potential to grow with the surroundings around us. Not to fight them. Not to fight them in a conflict head to head. No, use the gashmis for ruchnius. This is the real concept. Isim oisi, look at them. And you say, hey, I've got a beggar, but this beggar is kodosh. This is the gadlus of the tzitzis. Rav Shimon Schwab adds that if you look carefully at your tzitzis, you'll notice something very interesting. Al pi halacha, the top third of the tzitzis is knotted and twisted. After you get to the top third, al pi halacha, the other two thirds are completely open. They're free. Yeah? So it says Rav Shimon Schwab, tzitzis is all about controlling. It's about re'isem oisoy zechazim is called mitzvah Hashem, remembering Rabbeinu Shleilam. But once you remember the Rabbeinu Shleilam, once a person gets the education and the focus and the ability to run his life of pi din Torah, then it's free flowing. Then you don't have to completely constrict yourself. Not the whole life is one big knot and you're falling over. No, it's free flowing. Use your Kalim, use the tools that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you to enjoy life, to hit maximum out of life. Use your potential. Every person's different. Some people are private people. Some people are public people. Some people are business people. Some people are rabbein. Some people are you know, very, very family minded. Some people are, you know, nebuch, not family minded, very publicly spirited. Everyone has their midas and chesronos. Everyone has their pros and their cons. But use what you have and use it the best you possibly can. With the Torah of Kosh Baruch Hu, you're free flowing. Use your own personality. Use your nature. Don't break your nature. Don't completely restrict yourself and put yourself into a knot, breaking who Kosh Baruch Hu gave as a character. Kosh Baruch Hu gave that character for a purpose. If it's so simple that you look at the tzitzis and you remember Kol Mitzvah Hashem and you remember that you should use ruchnius for gashmius, the Rambam says anyone who has tzitzis on his beged muftach lo, he'll not do an avera. So why do we tak do averas? How is it that we aren't proper tzaddikim? So I want to go through a very, very unbelievably beautiful piece of Torah I heard many years back. I actually saw it again in Rabbi Frand. Rabbi Chaim Kaufman said it to us years back. And he says it's a very, very wonderful vort. There's one word... Rambam says it. There's one word that is actually brought down twice in the parasha. It says that the beginning of the parasha, the Meraglim went out losu esoretz. Yeah, in Perik Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, Losu Es Ha'aretz. Later on in the parasha, Losu Es Ha'aretz means to scout out the land. Yeah. Later on in the parasha, this very unusual word is V'loisasuru Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem. V'loisasuru Achrei Levavchem, the same word. Losu, Loisasuru. So Rashi says V'loisasuru Achrei Levavchem K'moi Mitur Ha'aretz. Like the beginning of the parasha, this word did not get lost on Rashi. Rashi picked up on it. It's a very unusual word, and he used the word mitur ha'oretz. Says Rashi, what's the connection? Holei ve'inayim heim meraglim naguf. The eyes and the heart, no, other way around, sorry. The heart and the eyes are the meraglim, are the spies to the guf. Mesarosin lo'yes averus. And they're the ones that push a person off towards averus. Ha'ayin roye, the eye sees. Halev chaymeid, the heart desires. Vahaguf oises averus, and then the body follows forth. Therefore, the eyes are the ones who scout out the avera, and then there's a whole process. Then there's a heart, and then there's a guf. Beautiful Rashi, makes perfect sense. All I can understand that. Only problem is the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says v'loisel sura achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. Don't go. Don't stray after your heart and after your eyes. According to Rashi, it's first the eyes and then the heart. Why is the Apostle saying after your heart and then your eyes? The Torah says like this. Shem Natoy brings it down, but the Musa brings it down like this. Rashi is talking about on the physical journey of how a person does an Avera. He sees something, his heart desires it, and his body follows forth. That is the physical way. Rashi is describing the physical process of how Avera happens. What the Pasuk is talking about is something else. What the Pasuk is telling us over here is that a person confronted with an Avera, when a person has an opportunity to do something wrong, there's a little voice inside him that says no. Little voice inside says, you can't do this. It's forbidden. How can you allow yourself to do this? It's wrong. You can't. How do you get past that? How do you get past that little voice? How do you get past that little voice?
You mean, how to then do it and forget what he's
saying? How do you get through that avera? How does one do that avera when that little voice is talking inside you? You rationalize. You rationalize. And you say to yourself, it may be wrong in regular circumstances, but right now I'm tired. You know, it's time to go to Maariv. You're right. I usually go to Maariv, and it's the right thing to do, but tonight I can't be bothered. But you always go to Maariv. Yeah, but Maariv is Rishus. Yeah, but we took it on as Chayva. Yeah, but even so, there's still a heterim for Maariv. And anyway, if I go to Maariv now, yeah, I'll probably come back in a bad mood, and the Shalom Bayis is more than anything, and then, you know, who knows what Shalom Bayis, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name himself does not want to be rubbed up for the sake of Shalom Bayis, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavuchim would not want me to go to Maariv for the sake of Shalom Bayis, and he start rationalizing, and he take the biggest mitzvah and turn it into Avera, and the biggest Avera turn into the biggest mitzvah. That is the way it works. You can rationalize anything. I'm depressed, I'm too happy, I'm this, I'm that. You can do anything you want to rationalize. How do you rationalize? You rationalize by allowing yourself to see things in a different light. If you look at it one way, you're right, I can't do that Avera. But if you look at it slightly differently, it's completely different. Oh, I can do that Avera now. V'leisasura achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem. Warns a posuk. Don't allow your heart, don't allow yourself to rationalize, and then v'achrei nechem, and see things in a different light. Don't allow yourself to twist things along the line, because that's what you want to do. A person can rationalize for anything. It's incredible. You know, if you listen to the way these people, you know, there's a fellow who murdered in Sweden, I don't know, 96 people, a neo-Nazi, 96 people. The rationalities he comes with, how he feels he did absolutely the correct thing, that he was saving Sweden from the immigrants, and how he's a national hero. He does not understand what anyone thinks otherwise. The guy's a murderer, a cold-blooded murderer. He killed women and children. The guy's a cold-blooded murderer, right? Rationalize. And he rationalized and rationalized until he sees with his own eyes, this is not only not an avera, it's a mitzvah to do it. The Kotzkors used to say, Penina, the Shem Shemai Mischavna. Penina was the tzora, was a co-wife with Chana. And the Gemara says Penina did it all the Shem Shemayim. She did it Shem Shemayim. She used to antagonize, she used to tease Chana that she doesn't have any children. And she meant it Shem Shemayim, she should daven better. Says Akotska, Penina the Shem Shemayim Nischavna. Penina meant the Shem Shemayim because if it was not the Shem Shemayim, there's no way she could have been such a cruel person. Only with a person using HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind him, using mitzvahs behind him, can a person reach such a terrible level. The path to hell is paved with rational thoughts of doing mitzvahs at the same time. That is the way it works. That's the way it works. So V'leis Surah Achrei Levavchem, don't allow your heart to rationalize and then V'Achrei Nechem, and then see things in a different light. This is a danger of looking at the tzitzis. We see the tzitzis and we see that we have to take ruchnius, gashmius, and change into ruchnius. The problem is, every dovo gashmi can turn into ruchnius. There's a famous story once, they said it over in the name of Rabbi Saul Salanter, that when he got married, him and his wife, they made a pact that every dovo ruchni, every decision, ruchnius decision, any spiritual decision he'll take care of, and any gashmius decision his wife will take care of. So his wife said later on, many years later, the problem was that every gashmi decision she wanted to make, Rabbi Yisrael proved to her that it was ruchnius. Where should we live? You know, it's dover ruchni. How long did it take me to get to shul? So everything I wanted to make turned to ruchni, which is not wrong. Yeah, avada it's the case. But we can use the opposite. We can use every dover gashmi and say, it's a mitzvah. You know, it's a mitzvah to take off a few days off learning now. Oh, you learn better afterwards. You read it at Tzorach Aliyah. You know, one can rationalize anything. And we can make with our heart, our eyes see things wrong. So therefore, to look at the tzitzis and say, ah, we've got to take now the gashmis, make into ruchnius, we're very, very, it's very scary. How does one do this in a very, very calm and calculated way? Rashi says, it's brought down, Parshas Tzitzis, the Gemara brings down in where is this? I think Menachos. Parshas Tzitzis nikva b'kriyashma. Parshas Tzitzis was established in Kriyashma. Mishum sheyesh boi hei devorim. There are five things in it. Ve'echad mehem, one of them is das minim. That is the concept of minim. Minim or apikorsim. Why? Achrei levavchem zu minus. Achrei levavchem is minus, is apikorsis. Achrei levavchem is going after is minus. And the Gemara brings a posuk. Oma novel belibi, beliboy ein elikim. A novel. What's novel? A despicable one in his heart, says no elikim. Says Rashi, Rashi to Hillim. Pirish Rashi Shemafarish Taimei HaTorah Divrei Hevel. They take the words of Torah and spin it round. She'ein l'cho nevola b'zu. There's nothing worse than this. She'mahapeich Divrei Lekim Chaim. That you make the words of Kadosh Baruch Hu and use it for your own purposes. The worst, most dangerous apikorsim in history are those people who have learnt Torah. It is not those people who are amaratzim. It's those people who have learnt Torah and learnt Torah in a way that they knew all the sources and then wanted to use it for their own agenda. There were people in Volozhin who went off the derech. They said, communism and Atayim and Ayin. The people who were Amish Darshaning bring them a curse from Gomorrah, from Chazal, that communism is a chelik of Torah. And they went off and became communists. You know, when somebody comes along to a psychiatrist and he says to him, or psychotherapist, and says to him, you know, and the psychotherapist says to him, what's your name? And he says to him, what's my name? My name's, I'm Napoleon. So, psychotherapist, you're not Napoleon. It says in your Tudat Zohut that your name is Yankel Shmerel. No, I'm Napoleon. Right? So how do you prove to this guy that he's not Napoleon? So if the guy's not that intelligent, he said to you, you're not Napoleon. I can prove to you not Napoleon because I can show you that Napoleon died. Ah. Or, Napoleon spoke French. Do you speak French? No, so you can't be Napoleon. Fine, I'm not Napoleon, I'm Yankel Shmerel. You speak to Nebuch, a person who's a genius, and Nebuch is losing his mind. You're not Napoleon. I am Napoleon. But you don't speak French, amnesia. Napoleon died, second coming. He lived in France, emigration. Right, what are you going to do to this guy? Right, he's going to bring all the sources to prove that he's Napoleon. Nebuch! A mean, an apokoros is not somebody who's an am ha'aretz. An apokoros is somebody who knows all the sources and then will use Torah as a sam ha'moves to prove his point in dafka, in his agenda to go against the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's minus. That is somebody who's using a nechem followed by his heart to go off the derech. That is Minas. That's how it calls us in this week's parasha. And that Ramesha talks about this very, very strongly. It's Mamish a novel Bershus HaTorah, the biggest apikorsim in history of people who have learnt a tremendous amount of Torah. The head of the Masorti movement in England. What's his name? Louis Jacobs. Yeah. Louis Jacobs. That man was somebody who learnt. He learnt the Gates of Kodal. He got educated by the best schools. And Nebuch, not only pulled himself down, he pulled down, how many people did he pull down in the Masorti movement in England, the conservative movement in England? And how do you fight against such a man? You can start bringing him a curse. You bring him a curse against, right? It's not possible to bring the person back. You're gonna bring him a curse. See, you bring him a curse. It's if a person has a twisted ideology, if a person has a source behind him to prove, what are you gonna do? Nebuch. He thinks he's Napoleon. So what did Tzitzis do? Now listen to this. This is a godless. Let's go back to our original question. If tzitzis are that important, that you can look at tzitzis and it can change your life, and if you look at tzitzis and kaim all the mitzvahs, why asks Rav Moshe is an ochiv on the person himself to always make sure he had tzitzis on him? Why is it on the guf? Why is it on the beged, sorry? Why is it on the clothing, not on the person himself? Why is it not a tzivui? Listen to this carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Explains Rav Moshe like this. What are we asking this person to do? To look at his tzitzis and do what? What are we asking this person to do? We're asking this person to realize that he's got to look and be refocused. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to this carefully. This is such a beautiful verse. One of the most beautiful verses I've seen for a very, very long time. Looking at your tzitzis. This is supposed to change your life. Does it? The teretz is, when will tzitzis change your life if you want it to change your life? When will tzitzis guide you if you're looking for guidance? When will tzitzis give you a message if you're seeking a message? If a person doesn't do any of these things, if a person sees his life as being okay, I had the Torah knowledge behind me, I don't need guidance, I don't need Rabbonim, I don't need people telling me what to do, I don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving me guidance, I know how to do my life, thank you very much, I know Halacha, I know where I'm going, I don't need guidance, I don't need Rabbonim breathing down my necks. If that's the case, then he'll never be able to learn. He'll never, any guidance you give him, any show of guidance, he'll brush it off and move on. In other words, tzitzis is there to guide you. But tzitzis is only there to guide you if you yourself put on the tzitzis that you weren't mechuyev for, that you weren't obligated for. Only when I take this beged of tzitzis and put it on my shoulders, I am making an act to say, I am looking for guidance. I want these tzitzis to show me a direction. I need them because I need to refocus. A person who does that, takes this and puts it on himself, this person, the mitzvah, the idea of tzitzis will change his life. If, however, you take the mitzvah of tzitzis and say, Vaidaber, this is a chiyuv, every person's got to put on tzitzis, every person's got to learn from their tzitzis and change their life. If a person is not willing to open his mind up and to learn, he won't learn. There's no point giving a tzivui to a person. You can only give a tzivui to a person when he's willing to learn. And therefore, it's not a tzivui on the person. It's not a chiyuv on the person himself to learn, to put on tzitzis. Because there's no point doing it. There will be plenty of people who put on tzitzis, they'll gain nothing by looking at the tzitzis. Only a person who puts on tzitzis because he wants guidance, then when he looks at the tzitzis, he'll actually learn what the message of tzitzis is all about. And therefore, it's a mitzvah on the guf of the tzitzis. It's a mitzvah on the beged, it's not a mitzvah on the person himself. That's why there's no tzivui. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe lemor. Vayomer Hashem is a loshen, is a gentle loshen. Encourage a person to reach a stage where he's looking for guidance. Let a person reach a stage where he's looking, what does Rebbeinu Shlomo want from me? Then, there's so many opportunities to change a person's life. You look here and you look there, you ask this Rav, you ask that Rav. You look in Sfarim, you want to grow. An opportunity in life changes your focus. This is what's going to change a person. Rav Chaim Kaufman used to say that we have two brachas to make every day. We make Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenei Mechalam Pekeach Ivrim. Pekeach Ivrim, who gives sight back to the blind. If you look in the Gemara, it's a process. It's a concept. There's a process. When a person gets dressed, he makes this bracha. When a person puts on his hat, he makes this bracha. Right? The bracha, if you're opening your eyes, the Gemara said you make Pekeach Ivrim. Making Pekeach Ivrim, opening up my eyes. Yeah? Pekeach Ivrim makes it, give the sight back to the blind. Later on, in Brachas HaShachar, we have the same bracha again, Kemat. What do we say? Hamav Yishena Me'ena Yisnumo. Who took away sleep from our eyes. It's the same thing. You know, we didn't turn blind overnight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to wake up and we could see again. So what's this double bracha? What's this Pekeach Ivrim and then another bracha, Hamav Yishena? And more than that, with Hamav Yishena, you must not be mafsik, you must not say Amen after Hamav Yishena, you go straight into Vihirot Soy Shtaglein Mitzvah Yisechel, Dogein Mitzvah Yisechel. Why? Why can't it be massive? We're not talking about giving back our eyes, waking us up, and then the doubling of the what's going on? Says Reb Chaim, no. There's two separate things going on over here. One is how Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us the physical eyes to be able to see, the brain to be able to evaluate information, the legs to be able to go and see different situations in life. That's the physical. That is Pekeach Ivrim. How Kodesh Baruch Hu has opened up, has made sure that we're not blind, that we are able. To look and to see. But how many people, says Reb Chaim, go through life sleepwalking? They go through life not asking questions. They think they know it all. And any information that's given to them, they brush off. Everything's a mikra. Everything's a coincidence. It just happened to be. And that just happened to be. And the just this and just... But it's nothing. It's not hashkocha pratis. They don't see that. Is another bracha. Hamav yishena me'ena yisnumo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows some people to wake up. To see the world in the light that's going to change our life. And how do we do that? That will change our life, we'll become closer to learning, closer to mitzvahs. We get people as two separate brachas. One's a physical sight, and one is a sight to be able to see. Only those people who put on tzitzis because they're looking to guidance will actually get guidance, and life will change them. People who think they know it all. People who sometimes taka do know a lot. They do know a lot about Torah. Unfortunately, these people who don't ask and don't have guidance, how many of them in our history have turned into baitoisim and to tzedokim and to apokorsim and to conservative rabbis? That's the way it is. And that's what tzitzis is all about. Tzitzis is, when you put it on, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, number one, I know that gashmius can turn into ruchnius. Number two, I know that when I look at my tzitzis, that sometimes it all looks like threads, you know, all, the top of it is all very, very complicated, but I have still my individuality in Yiddishkeit. Number three, I put in the tzitzis out of my own choice. I want guidance, I want to learn. That's what it's all about. Reb Moshe Feinstein says beautifully, he says, what's Techeles about? Techeles is, the Gemara says, Techeles doima leyam, yeah? Yam doima lerakia. The yam, Techeles is like the sea, look at the sea. The sea is like the Rekiah, is like Shemayim. The Shemayim is like the Eben HaSapir, the Gemara says in Chulin, is like the stone that was next to the sapphire stone next to the Kisei HaKavod. And Eben Sapir is Doim LeKisei HaKavod. Did I have ever been a biggest nightmare of my life? I once went to a paint store. There's a paint store in Tel Aviv, right? Where they have an. What's it called? A paint? Not near? What's it called? Nirlet. So Nirlet have a store in the design center Tel Aviv that has about, I don't know, thousands of different shades or different colors, right? So if you want to color your room a particular color, and it just give you a little piece on a piece of card, it doesn't really show you much. So you show you like bigger pieces of what it would look like and how different colors go together, right? So, you know, when you're doing the noble act of trying to decorate your house, you've got to find the right colour, right? So you go to this place, and it was an absolute nightmare. You know, there's like, okay, I like cream. Ah, cream. What kind of cream? Champagne cream? Yogurt cream? Caramel cream? And they're like 14 different colours of light coloured cream. A nightmare, right? Colours are very varied. Beautiful. Look at a room, how many different colours are on the room. Very, very, very. Now what's happening over here? We're looking at the Techeles, And the Techeles, Rashi says, by the way, is green, it's not blue. So, okay, separate question, right? So look at the Techeles. Techeles is similar to the sea. The sea is similar to the sky. But if you look at this difference between the sea and the sky, there's a slight difference, correct? The sky is similar to, the Gemara says, to the Evan HaSapir, to the sapphire. The sapphire is similar, in other words, there's different shades moving along. So the space between our tzitzis and the kisser ha-covered is quite a discrepancy. It's quite a few shades down the line of whatever this color is, turquoise. So why don't we just say, make tzitzis the same color as the kisser ha-covered? And how will we know what that is? We know what tefillin are, we know what the esrog is, we'll know what color that is as well. Why do we make it tzitzis the same as that? Says Rav Moshe, because any step in Yiddishkeit has got to be done with one small step after the other. Changing one's life around. I want my Gashmis be all Ruchnias. Of course. How do you do that? You need guidance. Even with the guidance, you've got to take step by step by step. Don't go from the tzitzis to the kisar covered. Go from the tzitzis to the yam, to the rakia. That is how a person consolidates his growth. And that's tzitzis. And when a person works on his tzitzis, and Zachatim is called Mitzvah Hashem, learns all these messages, then a person has unbelievable siyata d'shmaya. I want to tell you a story, which is quite an amazing story. I read it in Leinu Shabeach. I read it first in Tuv Chei Abiyu. There's two Sforim of Zolberstein. Once in Tuv Chei Abiyu, and then I looked in the Leinu Shabeach, and it's the same story with just a little piece added at the end. There was a man there's a certain Rav called Yitzchak Kahana. Yeah? And he said over the following story. He said there was Nebuch a bocher who, unfortunately, Ben Torah, boy is learning in yeshiva, big Baal Midas Tevis, he was a very good boy, and Nebuch, in the middle of his advanced teenage years, he got cancer. And, of course, the cancer that he got changed his life completely. Nebuch, he had to leave the yeshiva. He was very, very weak, and it was critical, literally critical. And the doctor said that in order for him to have any chance of survival, he's got to go through some very, very risky, chemotherapy. Fine, the choices weren't good, and the prognosis wasn't good either. But he decided he's going to undergo through this, even though there are terrible, terrible side effects and weakness and nausea. But he'll go through this. He comes to the machleka, he comes to the ward, prepared to go through this treatment, the radiation treatment, and the nurse gave him clothes to change from his regular civilian clothing to the hospital clothing. So he got changed, but he kept his tzitzis on. And the nurse said, I'm very sorry, but you have to remove the tzitzis. You have to take your tzitzis off. It's not clean, it's not hygienic, you can't have it. I said, see, so I'm very sorry. I sent it to be cleaned professionally. The dry cleaned, and they use antiseptic on it, and I've asked the doctors, and they said it's okay if I wear it. I said, I'm very sorry, our hospital did not allow you to wear this. I said, I'm very sorry, I'm not removing my tzitzis. I'm a Jew, and it's my mitzvah, and it reminds me of the Torah, it reminds me of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's with me. This is what's giving me support. I can't remove it. So the nurse said, I'm very sorry, I can't give you the treatment. And this went backwards and forwards, and started getting a little bit heated. And nurse said, listen, step outside the ward, step outside, wait outside, let's see what I can do. But I just tell you right now, I don't think I can help you very much. The boy said, okay, if you can't help me, you can't help me, I'll sit outside the ward. So the boy was sitting in a corridor, in an armchair, waiting. And this very high ranking cancer doctor walks past, says, what are you doing here? He said, I'm here for treatment. So yeah, your treatment should have started about an hour ago. Why are you here? So he explained to him the whole situation, what happened with the tzitzis, and it's very important. And the doctor says, yeah, I know, but you can't wear tzitzis. It's not something you do. Yeah, any rabbi will tell you that pekuach nefesh is doicha mitzvahs, and this is pekuach nefesh. So I know it's pekuach nefesh, but I honestly believe that there's no reason why I can't do it with tzitzis on, and it really gives me... Okay, let's see what I can do. He goes into the ward, and he speaks over with the nurse what's going on, why he can't, why he can, and he almost fainted. almost fainted. He looks at the dosage that they were giving him. It was a completely the wrong medicine. She had completely taken the wrong prescription from the wrong person and was about to give him the radiation that would literally have killed him within a few days. It would literally have killed him within a few days. He said, you know, and the nurse almost fainted as well. This is mamish. This could have killed him. He was so vulnerable. He could have died without any doubt within a couple of days. The doctor ran out and he said, I don't care whether you're allowed to, whether you're not allowed to. Rabbi Nishan and Hashem saved your life over your tzitzis. And if you would have gone through the tzitzis and started radiation, I doubt you would have been alive today. Ad kan, the story in Tuvchei Abiyu. In the Sefer Tuvchei Abiyu. Added on Aleinu L'Shabeach, this young man wrote a letter to Reb Zilberstein and said, no, you're missing out the best part. He says, I read the story, I'd like to add on. The Mikra and Tzitzis happened 3 years ago, and from that time, I have completely and totally healed, and I've got married, and the doctors say that Baruch Hashem, there's no reason why I should get it again, and I had a miraculous recovery. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael have a relationship. We're looking out for guidance. We're looking out for relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from nisyonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, like in this case, from terrible, terrible suffering. But it's only if a person looks to grow. If a person looks to see that the ruchnius and the gashmius is done in a way that is controlled, that we have guidance to do what we're doing. We speak to the Rabbonim. We don't allow our hearts to dictate what we should be seeing, how we should be seeing things. We're awake to learn. We're awake to listen. And this is Parashat Tzitzis. Parashat Tzitzis is all about Re'isim Oyso Yischazim is called Mitzvah Hashem. Learning the lessons, internalizing them, and Be'ez Hashem making real, serious, fundamental changes in our life. Mm-hmm.